So when I was reading the scripture this morning, it really struck me that Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. There's a lot of people in bed with fevers now. And last week I was one of them. Fevers can leave you feeling pretty addled, can't they? Fevers will give you the idea of doing really silly things, or sometimes you imagine things. Who here has ever had a fever dream? I've had some horrible fever dreams in my years, and they can be really scary. Jesus, the great healer, simply had to touch Simon's mother. And she was better. Interestingly enough, word spreads fast because the next day and they were bringing everybody to Jesus to heal. And he did. The whole city was gathered around his door. Now I want you to visualize for just a minute. Most of you have seen what the houses looked like in those days. Simon Peter was a poor fisherman. Although since he owned his own boat, he may have been a little bit more well off than some people. He had a house, he had a wife, he had a mother-in-law living with him. So they probably had one of those, you know, stone kind of houses that we see with the cutout doors and windows. And maybe if he was lucky, he had like a piece of cloth hanging in front of it. They were usually one room. And you would partition the areas off by hanging cloths if you were lucky. And if not, well, you just got really good at minding your own business. But the houses were not large enough to really have a lot of people in. And they probably really were pretty crowded to have all of the disciples in this one house. But when Jesus walked outside the next day and found that the whole city was gathered around his door, not just the people that were sick, the whole city came out. Now you can imagine now if we had all, I think the boundaries of Racine, the last I looked, were about 85,000 people. Can you imagine 85,000 people crammed into one space? That's amazing, right? Now even half of that, or half of that at 20,000, or even half of that at 10 or 5,000. I mean, we're going down. There's still a lot of people. In this town of Nazareth, they may have had between 100 and 200 folks. But that's still an awful lot of people. Gathered around not necessarily because they were all sick. Because even though it seems like the whole world is sick right now, not everybody in Racine is sick, are they? But let me ask you this. If you were sick, really sick with the flu, and you felt terrible, and you knew that Jesus was here at the church, would you manage to get up out of your bed and come so that he could lay his hand on you and be healed, and you'd be healed? Oh, I can tell you, I wasn't even that sick last week, as I've been some days, and I would have been over here. How many of you would, if you knew that Jesus was going to be here healing people that were sick, would come anyway, just to see what would happen? Yeah. Because that's who we are as human beings, right? If we hear about something out of the ordinary, we go. We have to go and see what's going on. Because back then they didn't have 24-hour cable news. They didn't have local news channels. They didn't have Ted Perry standing out there with the microphone telling us all what went on over at Peter's house. You had to go and see for yourself. And you didn't want a chance not going, because the next day around the well, you didn't want to be the one person that didn't see Jesus heal personally. You didn't want to be that one woman with everybody else is saying, oh, did you see him? Did you see this guy that walked, you know, couldn't walk for years, and all of a sudden Jesus touched him and now he's standing up and he's walking. You didn't want to be the one person in town that didn't see that happen. But what if you were one of those people that had a hidden illness? You know, in the day, people figured they could look at you and they could see if you were blind, if you were deaf, if you were mute, if you were crippled in some way, if you had some kind of a deformity, and that's how they knew that you were sick or you were coughing. There was some outward sign. Now, how many of us today suffer from some kind of a disease or an illness that you can't see? And it's okay, you don't have to put your hands up, but how many of you do? Think about that to yourself. In many cases, that, my friends, would have been considered a demon. A demon that makes you act all crazy sometimes. A demon that makes you have a seizure and fall down. A demon that causes somebody perfectly able to walk to all of a sudden not be able to, and then to be able to again. A demon that causes you to beat your wife. They didn't really have a lot of women beating their husbands, at least not that they admitted to publicly back then. Women weren't allowed to beat their husbands, whereas the men were allowed to beat their wives, unfortunately. Jesus stepped out in front of this whole town, and he began to heal. And he healed not just the people that were visibly ill, but he healed the demons as well. Those unclean spirits that we were talking about last week, the hurt and the heartbreak, the hidden illnesses that they didn't even have names for back then. He healed the blind and the deaf and the cripple. He healed those that were hemorrhaging. He healed the people with bipolar disorder, and those with epilepsy, and those that suffered from depression, the ones with diabetes, and the ones with heart conditions that just slowed them down a little bit. All these people he touched. And out of that city, he also drove the demons of hate and of fear. And he turned this city of Nazareth, this little city of Nazareth, that Nathanael had said, can anything good come out of this place? He turned it into one of the first places of healing. And he changed the reputation of an entire area of Israel and the reputation of an entire people. Because now, when they talked about the Nazarenes, that's where Jesus came from. I'm very much afraid nowadays that we're not all willing to bring ourselves before God for healing. And we don't even have to step outside of our houses. The healing that we can get from God is not the kind that's gonna keep me from stumbling sometimes. It's not the kind that's gonna help Bill be able to get out of his chair and walk on his own. It's not the kind that's gonna make any of you not have to take your medications anymore. And please don't ever stop taking your medications just because you've prayed about it. But the kind of healing that we get is the healing of the heart and of the spirit that helps us be able to accept us for who we are. To accept the things that have happened to us in this world and yet to be able to rise above them. To be able to be a people of God, preaching God's word with our actions and with our love, despite what we might see as our illnesses. Can anything good come out of somebody with a disease? Can anything good come out of somebody with a mental illness? Can anything good come out of somebody that can't walk? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? And so whenever you face yourself in the mirror and you decide that your heart, your soul, or your body are too crippled to go out and to be God's person, when you want to rail at the circumstances of your life that have made you weak or old or young or sick or lame, remind yourself that all you have to do is present yourself to Christ and believe healing will begin. Amen.